You're listening to WWBC, COCO, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, COCO, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Hello and welcome. You are listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries. Victory is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our pastors are Thomas and Teresa Robinson. We just want to say God bless you and thank you to WWBC, Pastor Paul Exposito, station manager there. Love and thank God for giving us, gracing us with the opportunity of this platform to come to you each weekday, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. right here on 100.7 FM. So I'm your host today, Andre Jordan. I'm thankful that this is the day the Lord has made. I am already rejoicing and being glad in it. I want to share with you from the heart of God today. Great reminder for me, great reminder for you, the listeners. Kingdom Sound today is renewing your mind. Amen. I'm going to pray really quick, and then we're just going to go to the well-known scripture in Romans 12:2. Father, we thank you this morning. We give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for the Kingdom Sound broadcast. Thank you for the topic today. Renew your mind. That's on your heart. May each of us that listens receive of you, receive a revelation, insight, greater understanding, Father, of what it means and why it's so important. I pray today that this word falls on good ground, ground of our hearts, is receptive to you today, that we would grow thereby. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. So welcome once again, everybody. God bless you as you're listening in. So glad to have you with us. The Kingdom Sound from the Lord today is, saints, we must renew our mind. The most important thing you and I can do today is to renew our mind. To renew our mind. Out of all the things that are on our agenda, everything that we're juggling today, everything that's on our plate, it's important, but nothing supersedes the need for us to renew our mind. It is that important, more than what I'll order and eat when it comes to breakfast, lunch, and dinner, more than me running and exercising and staying naturally fit. I've got to renew my mind. The mind is our control center. It must be renewed. That is the most important thing we can do today. When I think about renewing our mind, I just begin to think from a natural perspective first. I begin to think about how recently for me, the renewal came in the mail for me to renew my auto tag. So they send it out early, notification, time to renew. Other natural examples. Many times, just like the renewal for the auto tag, comes a renewal for the auto insurance. Time to renew. Comes to our health benefits annually sometimes. Time to renew. Look over your benefits. Do you like the choices you made? Is this what you want to continue? Do you want to add another dependent? time to make changes, but time to renew. So that's about three different just common examples. Time to renew homeowners insurance. Time to renew. So the Lord on his heart today dropped this. We've got to renew our minds. Got to renew our minds. Look at all of, and that's just a few examples of things in the natural that must be renewed. Sometimes when it comes to tetanus shots, okay, you've got to renew. And I think they're supposed to be good for about 10 years, about 5 years. They want you to get a booster. Renew that thing. Time to renew. So many things in the earth, in our lives, in our businesses, got to renew licenses. If you're hair professionals, got to renew these different things. Got to renew driver's license. Everybody, we've got to renew. They're good for a certain amount of time, but we got to renew. The thing about our mind, that thing got to be renewed daily, hourly, moment by moment, whatever it takes. But we've got to be continual in the process of renewing our mind. Amen. Amen. I want to say this. Renewing our mind takes the power of the Holy Spirit and the power of the Word of God. So the Holy Spirit and the Holy Word of God. The Holy Spirit and the Holy Word of God. That is how we renew our mind. It takes that. I want to look at, as I said, we're going to read the scripture. So let me start with the scripture first. Very well known passage of scripture is our application of the word as popular as the scripture. That's like a pause and Selah moment. We know the scripture. I'm going to read it. We know it. We quote it. But is our application as popular, as practical, as practice, as the scripture itself? Romans, I'm going to read 12:1 and 12:2. Romans 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, so my dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you by the mercies of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, that you give your bodies to God as a living sacrifice. Present, spelled the same way as present. And sometimes I like to see wrapped up in a bowl. Present me, present you, present, give your bodies to God as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, the kind of holy living sacrifice that God will find acceptable. Not me, not you. Sometimes we will accept stuff that God will not accept. Why? Because our thoughts are not his. Our ways are not his. So we come in sometimes with base and lower thoughts and ways of thinking. But it's unacceptable to the Lord. Today the scripture says, present, make a gift of your body, make a gift of yourself in its entirety unto God, a living sacrifice, holy, the kind of sacrifice that God will find acceptable. Continuing, which is your reasonable service? This is your reasonable service. This is truly the way to worship God. It's our reasonable act of worship to present and present and give our bodies to God. Holy, it's a living sacrifice. It's not a dead sacrifice. I'm alive. I'm not dead. If it were a dead sacrifice, we wouldn't want to do anything different because we're laying there dead. So we would be yielded fully to the Lord. But the fact that we're a living sacrifice makes it all the more valuable of a gift, because we have the choice to do contrary in any sort of thing. But the fact that I present myself a living, holy sacrifice to him, hey, that's saying something. And that's the type of sacrifice that is acceptable to God. Now, verse 2, where I wanted to pinpoint this morning with you today. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And do not be conformed. Do not be conformed. Do not copy the behavior and actions and customs of the world. Do not copy the behavior, the actions, the customs, the decisions, the attitude, the language of this world. But contrast here, two polar opposites. But be ye transformed. Conform means to comply with the rules, the standards, the ways, to follow. God says, don't comply with, don't become complicit, don't come into agreement with the ways, the actions, the behaviors, the customs, the language. Don't echo, don't act like, don't behave like, don't conduct yourself like the world. Why? Because he said, verse 1, I've called you to be a living sacrifice. I've called you to be holy. I've called you to present yourself, all of your body, give your body to me in a way that is a holy sacrifice that's acceptable to me. You can't do this if you're going to be conformed, complicit with and in agreement with the way of the world. But instead, the Father says in verse 2, I've called you to be transformed. I've called you to be transformed, but don't be conformed, but be transformed. Don't be conformed, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that's where we want to be today. That's the bullseye of the Kingdom Sound today. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Aha! The mind is a powerful thing. Let God transform you into a new creation, into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will be able to prove, what is that good? What is that acceptable? What is that perfect will of God? If you let him transform you, you'll be able to prove by evidence what is the good, what is the acceptable, what is the perfect will of God. Let God transform you and me today into the new creation. Let him change the way we think so we can learn to know God's will for our lives. His will that is good, his will that is acceptable and pleasing, his will that is perfect for our lives. Amen, amen, amen. So we're talking today about renewing the mind, the importance of us renewing our mind. And renewing our mind is a supernatural process. I want to make it clear. Sometimes we approach this scripture, this word of God, this command and responsibility of God in a natural way. We try to, of our own effort and strength, change ourselves. We say things like, I'm not gonna do it. I'm gonna stop. But I'm gonna say this. It's a supernatural process. I've said already, it takes the power of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Word of God. That dynamic duo has the power, has the ability, has the enablement to cause us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. It's good to make a decision that I no longer want to walk after this manner. It is wonderful. I do not knock or downplay the decision to make a decree and make a choice of our will. I'm not going to do this. But I want to say transformation comes through a supernatural process. Everything else is gravy and is good. Gravy is good. Everything else that comes alongside of it in agreement with God is good. Every declaration and decree, every choice and decision is good. I do not minimize it, but I want to emphasize it's the power of the Holy Spirit at work in you and I. It's the power of the Holy Word of God at work in you and I. That is how transformation happens. Lasting transformation, lasting transformation, lasting change. The scripture, the Word of God today says, we must change how we think. Let's talk about it. We gotta change how we think. It makes me think about the scripture in Proverbs. Let me read it really quick. Proverbs 23 and verse 7. I'm flipping to get there. Proverbs 23 and 7. The key is in changing how we think. The key to transformation is changing how we think. Okay. Proverbs 23 and verse 7 reads for our hearing, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. As he thinks in his heart, as we think in our heart, so we are, because this is why it is so very critical. This is critical information today. It's critical that we renew our minds, that we're transformed by the renewing of our minds, because if not, as we think, as we sit, as we meditate, as we ponder, as we imagine, as we think, as a man thinketh, as we think, so are we. That is what we will do, become, act upon, whether good or bad. Whether good or bad, that is what we will become. Our thoughts are the incubation place of actions, future actions. So it's critical today. It's critical today. This word of the Lord, that we be transformed by the renewing of our minds, is critical today. It's critical in the earth, in me, in you, in our personal earth, much less the earth universal, the world that we live in today. It's critical. Because if we do not, we will fall prey. We have an adversary, the devil, who's walking about if he were a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, seeking whom he may steal, kill, destroy, devour. And the Lord does not want us to be prey. The Lord does not want us to be taken captive. So the Lord impresses upon us today, hear ye the word of the Lord. Do not be conformed. Come out of agreement in the name of Jesus with the world's system, with the world's thoughts, with the world's behavior, with the world's conduct, with worldliness. Come out of agreement and allow the Holy Spirit of God, allow the Word of God to transform. transform you. I want to say this. Transformation takes place on the inner man, and it manifests itself to the external man. Transformation takes place internally first and foremost. And as we're transformed from the inside out, the inner man, all of the invisible parts of us that you don't see, that is transformed. And that transformation that's made on the inside, oh, it's going to come forth. It's going to make itself known. It's going to be evident. This girl, this man, this boy, this woman is not the same. They look like who we knew. But my God, what has happened to them? Christ Jesus and his resurrection power is what has happened to me. Holy Spirit and his power has happened to me. The written and the rhema, the logos and the rhema is what has happened to me. I've taken hold to the word of God. This is good to me. I pray this kingdom sound is blessing each and every one. God wants us to renew our mind. The Lord said the most important thing we can do today, all day throughout the day, 24/7, renew our minds. Every idle demonic seed thought that the enemy tries to plant, God say, renew your minds. Pull that thing down. Pull and take that cap thought to pull that stronghold down. Make it bow and submit to the word of God. Make it bow and submit to the power of the word of God, to the truth of the word of God. That is so important today. I want to say it takes the power of the Holy Spirit, renewing of our minds, being transformed by our minds. It's a supernatural process. It's a supernatural thing. I of myself, it's futile for me to try to renew my mind. I might make some inroads. I'm not saying I might not see a little trickling of something by my human efforts, but I'm going to tell you my human efforts are no match for the devil. I need the Holy Spirit. I need a supernatural power. I need the word of God. If I try to renew my mind by my human efforts, by good works, actions, and deeds, it's still lacking. I'm still coming up void. I'm still coming up short because I don't have the mind of Christ until I get into the word and permit the mind of Christ, which is the word, to be in me. So a supernatural, the word is supernatural. The Holy Spirit is supernatural. My mind is finite. I might do something good today and tomorrow or next week or next month be flipped upside down and turned inside out and all around. It takes the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the good that he leads us to do, because the good that we do is him. It's the Father. It's his grace. It's him saying, do this. Thank God for every right action, every right deed, every right thought. Where did it come from? Him. I give credit to God. He gets the glory. He gets the credit. And I'm not out here doing all types of insane things. I give God glory. He keeps me. Holy Spirit keeps us. Holy Spirit is a keeper. This is blessing me. I pray this is blessing you. I've got to renew my mind. I've got to partner with Holy Spirit. Why would I resist the very gift that God has given me to cause me to flourish and thrive and be successful? Why would I resist him? I've got to partner with Holy Spirit, come into agreement, come out of agreement with the world, come out of agreement with conforming, come out of agreement with being complicit and in agreement. However the world say, that's, I turn to it. However, and then they say, do this. I turn to that and receive that. No. I receive of the Lord. I receive help today of the Lord. I receive help today from the Spirit of God. I invite Holy Spirit in my day. I invite Holy Spirit to lead and guide me. I'm a mess without the Holy Spirit. We're a mess without the Holy Spirit. We can do nothing without the Holy Spirit. We are so desperately wicked. The Bible says our hearts are evil and desperately wicked. Who can know them but God? We don't know the wickedness that we have the potential and the capacity to do ourselves. Except God keep us. Except the Spirit of God keep us. That is, that very reason is why I gotta renew it. I gotta renew it. I gotta press into the Holy Spirit. I gotta press into the Spirit of God. I gotta press into the Word of God. The more that I can be renewed, that I can be renewed, that I can continue on a daily basis, every hour of the day, thinking like God thinks, responding like God thinks, behaving like God thinks, conducting myself, allowing my life to be filtered through and by the Word of God. My God, today, hallelujah, our time is gone. But guess what? We're going to continue this on the next time. Praise God for all of you listening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Kingdom Sound broadcast. The ministry is Victory International Praise Ministries, located at, write it down, 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. We welcome you to come. Our pastors are Thomas and Teresa Robinson. We say if you come up to Victory, you may come as a visitor, but you'll leave as family. God bless you today. May you renew your mind so you can walk in God's victory. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to vipministries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that He will make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed. Thank you.